Kevin Blackistone, how badly would you want to watch fall football on a 3D TV at home?
Oh, man. Do I have that opportunity? I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Some are calling this the biggest home game in Boise State football history.
Byron Hout is dropped by the blunt punch.
He punched a player without his helmet on.
Sprained shoulder for Sam Bradford. He would have to leave the game, and frankly, the injury did not look good. They're watching their Heisman winner with his arm in a sling.
Kevin Blackistone is a columnist with AOL Fanhouse and a frequent panelist on ESPN's Around the Horn, and he's here in the studio to help us sort through the upcoming sports calendar. Kevin, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for the invite.
Let's start with college football. There was a full slate of games yesterday, and at least one big upset. But I want to ask you about something that happened Thursday night. This was the game between Boise State and Oregon, and it got pretty rough.
Yeah, it did. There was some thought that this might happen because the Oregon running back named LeGarrette Blount, who was their best player, made some unfortunate comments about Boise State the week before. And after they lost this game, he kind of lost his cool when one Boise State player by the name of Byron Hout kind of taunted him, and he responded with a right fist to the jaw. Blount was suspended from Oregon for the rest of the season, and it really got college football off on an ugly start.
Kevin, sticking with college football for a moment, if you believe the polls taken at the beginning of the season, you'd think that the Florida Gators have the season sewn up.
I don't think so at all. I mean, I think Florida's a very good team. Tim Tebow, obviously a returning Heisman winner in his own right, but there are a lot of other good teams. Texas ranked number 2. All of a sudden doesn't have to worry about Oklahoma if, in fact, Oklahoma, which is ranked number 3, can't get back their quarterback, Sam Bradford, who injured his shoulder last night. We saw some other teams around the country, like LSU, went on the road last night at Washington. So I don't think by any stretch that Florida has this thing wound up. We're just getting started. It's a lot of football to be played.
I can't believe what I'm about to say, but the regular football season begins on Thursday. The summer is almost over.
How about that?
The Pittsburgh Steelers, defending champs, will play the Tennessee Titans. What are the big NFL stories that people should be looking out for this season?
Well, the two biggest have to do with quarterbacks, and both are returning quarterbacks. One is Tom Brady coming back from injury with the New England Patriots, and we all want to see if he can recapture the magic of that 18-0 season, which resulted in an upset loss in the Super Bowl. He's back, and a lot of people think that he's good enough to take the Patriots back to the Super Bowl. And, of course, the other story, the returning quarterback, is Michael Vick coming back from a different type of hiatus. It was an injury. It was stupidity that put him in jail for 2 years. He's back as a backup quarterback with the Philadelphia Eagles. And really the story there isn't so much what he's able to do on the field, because he's not going to play that much, but whether or not he can really put together his life off the field again and not make the horrible mistakes that he made before.
Kevin Blackistone, of course, we're nearing crunch time in Major League Baseball, only 4 weeks away before the playoffs begin. What are the pennant races you're looking at?
It is rare that you could say that the Yankees are a surprise story in baseball.
Right.
But this year, the Yankees are a surprise team in baseball. A lot of people thought Joe Girardi didn't know what he was doing as manager. A lot of people thought that the pre-spring training trials and tribulations of steroid use by Alex Rodriguez were going to derail this team. Guess what? They're the best team in baseball all of a sudden. This team is playing fantastically. They're in a new ballpark that cost about as much as the U.S. debt. And they are really the team to watch right now.
Kevin, before I let you go, I got to step out of my box of objectivity here and ask you about my team, the Lakers.
Oh.
Ron Artest. They got Ron Artest in the offseason.
They also retained Lamar Odom, who a lot of people thought was going to leave. Not only that, probably the best player in pro basketball in Kobe Bryant.
The best ever.
The best ever. Could be. I don't think folks in Chicago would like to hear that. But that entire team is back. I cannot see anybody in the NBA this year touching the Los Angeles Lakers.
Good answer. Kevin Blackistone is a columnist with AOL Fanhouse. He also holds the Shirley Povich Chair in Sports Journalism at the University of Maryland. Kevin, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys.